Reflection by Father Luis Cezano, John 12:24-26, The Process of Letting Go to Win. The first point is, if I don't die, I remain alone. I could say that today we'll be talking about the process of a narcissistic person, one who likes to have all the spotlights pointed at him. That person always likes to show off. He likes to shine. He wants to be above others. He wants to have the final word. He is the person who does not like to lose. And forgive me for being hard. I'm going to give an example. It's the person who wants to have a wife but also wants to have a lover. He wants to have money and at the same time he wants to spend it all. He likes to have everything and not lose anything. He's only interested in being full and doesn't want to feel that he's short of something. He hates to feel some sort of need. He would go anywhere just not to feel alone. It's that kind of person who only wants things for himself and is so selfish that only looks to himself. He doesn't care if he destroys a family, if he destroys a friend, if he destroys the church. He's only interested in helping himself. He wants to shine, come what may, but deep down, even if he shows off, he's lonely and empty. That takes us to the second point, which is being alone. When you don't want to dare to live your life, you end up being left alone. When you don't learn to take risks for what you love, for what you want, for what you feel, when you don't go all into life, you end up being left alone. I'm thinking of that person who for fear of married life or priesthood stays with his parents all his life, of course, because he knows that comfort is in his parents' house. And careful, there are parents who love having their adult son and daughter at home. Well, if they're adults, they have to live their own life. I'm thinking of that person who doesn't live up to the adventure of life. He doesn't take risks to live his life. But because of this, he ends up being left alone. Because life demands risks. It's learning to let go and learning to try. And if you fail or make a mistake, say sorry and start over. I understand that you might feel fear, but it's something that sooner or later you have to face. We all feel fear. When you're a child or an adolescent, and clearly when you're an adult too. But come on, you have to face and overcome that fear. We go through different stages in life, and at every stage there is a test. In primary school you have tests as the years go by, and if you don't pass those tests, you are held back. In life, it's more or less the same. There are tests, and you have to overcome them. If you are alone in the sense of negative loneliness, and forgive me for saying so, we might disagree on this, if you are alone today, it is because you want to, or because it is the effect of your fear of not letting go. If you complain of being alone, don't blame God for everything. Think about it. What fears have you not faced? The last point is honored. Today, God shows you that if your life is based on serving, you will never be alone. A person who has a positive vision of life and serves others will never be alone. I want to remind you, in case you have forgotten, that there's something divine inside you that allows you to fight and confront your fears. I can call that faith, faith in God, and also faith in yourself. I'm inviting you today to believe in yourself. Come back to yourself and let go of everything you're not. Let go of things that you have been told so many times that you are silly or that you will not be able to achieve something. It's letting go to win. Take care of your integrity, your honor. Your honor is to keep your feet on the ground knowing who you are and that what is around you does not change you. The circumstances of life, whichever they are, do not change you, but rather knowing what you are, you can change what is around you. Come on, take the plunge. Jump in at the deep end. I assure you that you will be able to swim. May God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And do not forget, heaven is our goal.